in earnest, even though he is already doing them before the Sunday law. At the time of the Sunday law is when Satan begins his marvelous work in the more distinct way as described in Revelation 13. And it's also the time period when persecution from outside of the church will begin, although we're going through persecution before that time as a people. So these are the events connected with the close of probation, and they're virtually, I would suggest, that as Adventists, we're familiar with most of these events. But she says, multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they had never been revealed. These are the forgotten truths, and we're going to look at these in this context today as the forgotten truths, because they are the truths, when properly understood, that are designed to bring revival to God's people, that are designed to arouse us. Now, the reason I say arouse us is some of the passage in the Spirit of Prophecy that we're going to read today, you listen very closely for the word arouse, please. We once had a pastor in one of our churches that before the beginning of the sermon, he would have two or three key words that he would tell the children to listen for as he went through his presentation. Well, this isn't for the children, but listen for the word arouse as we consider these passages today, because I would suggest to you that that's what we need in Adventism today, is to be awakened, aroused to the approaching Sunday law and everything that is connected with it. Now, I want to begin with a rather long passage from Testimonies, Volume 8, page 249, but it describes our condition as a people, and then it also speaks of what it is that will take place when we are aroused. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 249. The heavenly teacher inquired, "What stronger delusion can beguile the mind than the pretense that you are building on the right foundation and that God accepts your works, when in reality you are working out many things according to worldly policy and are sinning against Jehovah? Oh, it is a great deception, a fascinating delusion that takes possession of minds when men who have once known the truth mistake the form of godliness for the spirit and power thereof, when they suppose that they are rich and increased with goods and in need of nothing, while in reality they are in need of everything. God has not changed towards his faithful servants who are keeping their garments spotless, but many are crying peace and safety, while sudden destruction is coming upon them. Unless there is thorough repentance, unless men humble their hearts by confession and receive the truth as it is in Jesus, they will never enter heaven. When purification shall take place in our ranks, we shall no longer rest at ease, boasting of being rich and